Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric. Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Grandland X plug-in petrol hybrid, now available at your Opel dealer.
Now, as
today
you,
with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Jumping the gun there. As you'll have heard, Shiada, one of President Michael D. Higgins' well-known dogs, died at the weekend. Much loved by the President and his family, Shiada was known to have captured the hearts of many visitors to the Auras. So the question we're asking today is, why do people lavish so much care over dogs, and what is it about them that offer us so much comfort, companionship and loyalty? I'm joined now by Dr. Sabina Brennan, who is psychologist and host of the Superbrain podcast in the studio. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And also on the line by Corina Fitzsimons from the Dogs Trust. Good morning to you, Corina.
Good morning, Claire.
Thank you very much for joining us. We have a very particular love in this country for our dogs, and I think it is growing and increasing as time goes on. And the loss of a pet can't be underestimated, Sabina.
Oh, gosh, no. I mean, research shows that 90% of dog owners consider them part of a member of the family. And so the grief is akin to losing a loved one. And some people might be shocked to hear that, but it is somebody that you have, or somebody, it is a member of the family that you have cared for, you've loved. They're totally dependent on you. They're part of your life. They give you unconditional love. They seem to know when you're feeling down or a bit sick. They give you cuddles. They don't care. They don't have arguments, no matter what. They're always happy to see you. And then they're gone. You know, it really is a genuine loss. And research shows that we go through the same stages of grief, that it is akin to losing a loved one. But unfortunately, in some ways, it's harder because it's disenfranchised grief.
Yes, and not everybody understands.
No, they don't. And to say what I've just said in one sentence, I mean, we lost one of our lovely dogs, Ben, the same year my mother died and the same year my father-in-law died. And that's another thing that happens with pet grief. It can bring up old losses and old griefs. And sometimes it can be a release. I was talking to someone yesterday who said that their husband hadn't cried when they lost their mother. But a few months later, their dog died and the floodgates opened. So it can sometimes be a way to release old long-held grief.
I think
as well.
even people, Corina, who don't have dogs, when they saw and heard about the president's dog at the weekend, we all know those beautiful photographs of the two of them together, Shiada and Brode, gorgeous Burmese mountain dogs. And when you think of the other one being left behind as well, it is heartbreaking, isn't it?
It is indeed. And it was actually very touching to see that Shiada was trending on Twitter over the weekend because it showed the outpouring of sympathy that people had for her passing and for the president and just how well she was loved by everyone, whether they had a dog or not. And just following on from what Sabina said there, another thing people can actually feel a bit guilty about is euthanasia. So if they've made a decision with their vet to have their dog put asleep, even, you know, if it's the right decision for the dog, they can often feel guilty afterwards. So we'd always say to people, remember, it's the final act of love and you put your dog first and foremost above yourself like they did when they were alive. So try not to feel guilty because you've made the right decision.
I'm sure you see lots of people who have lost their dogs coming to the Dogs Trust thinking maybe about getting another dog. But that's a really difficult leap to make as well for people, isn't it?
It is. And the thing about it is there's no actual right time to think about getting another dog. It's absolutely individual for everybody. Each person has their own grieving period. But what we would say to people is you're very emotionally vulnerable after your dog has passed. So please don't rush into anything. And this is often the time when people can be tricked by unscrupulous puppy farmers, especially via online ads. So we'd ask people to really give it some consideration. And if your home feels very empty and you're struggling to cope with that, please consider fostering a dog because this gives you time to get to know the dog first without the responsibility of adoption. And obviously, when you're ready, please come into us or a local animal shelter as well. And another thing we have in Dogs Trust is we obviously recognise it's not just a dog, and we'd recommend to speak to people who don't say things like that to you, people who understand. And we actually have a little memorial garden in our rehoming centre, and people can buy a tag with their dog's name on it, and they can have a date inscribed, and then it's actually placed on a sculpture we have of a dog. And it makes a very thoughtful present to give to a friend or family member if their dog has passed away.
Have lots of people been getting dogs in the pandemic because they're at home more?
They have indeed. There was a huge, huge surge in the online search for buying a dog or puppy. It went up 400% compared to the same period last year. And you may have seen as well the volume of online sales and the prices of dogs. They just unfortunately became such a commodity during lockdown. So again, we'd say to people, if you got a dog and now you're realising, oh, you know, I'm going back to work, or this is a huge responsibility, or I've rushed into this, to please contact us, because we have online training classes. And if you're really, really struggling, we'll do our very, very best to help you. And if it's a case that you can't look after your dog, we'll try to help as well.
Sabina, it is a huge commitment. There's no point in sugarcoating that.
No point in sugarcoating, but anything worth anything in life, anything that we value, involves a commitment. You know, it really does. I have 4 rescue dogs. And actually, I do understand, you know, during lockdown, it was hugely beneficial for people. I mean, just 5 minutes in the company of a dog will lower your blood pressure. It releases serotonin and dopamine, which are pleasure and reward chemicals in your brain. But the thing is, As we just heard there, it is a big responsibility. And I've heard people say, oh, I'm getting a small dog because I want a dog that doesn't need to be walked. There's no such thing. Don't get a dog, you know. And that's where some of the benefits of having a dog come from. They make you get out of bed in the morning. You have another, you know, an animal that is dependent on you. You go walking. That's where your benefits come. Social isolation has been a big problem for everybody, and particularly for older people. If you go out walking with a dog, people will talk to you. They'll stop and speak to you. Also, there's, you know, people with disabilities who have dogs say that the dogs help to break down those barriers. People can feel more comfortable communicating through the dog as a first step.
Do you think the dogs understand what you say? Outside of sit and walk. And
oh, ride. God. Yeah. Yes. Well, I mean, I think they have attachments just as we have. One of my dogs, all of mine are rescues, and actually 2 of mine came from Dogs Trust from a very bad situation in Ferns, where there was 200 dogs. And one of them has attachment issues. And the research shows that she gets very stressed when I leave the room, or when she can't be with me. I mean, I don't think they think or understand in the same way we do, but they definitely, you know, there's a connection. It's not in the way we understand language, but definitely, yeah, there is. And I mean, I have to say as well, that guilt when you have to make that decision, it's heartbreaking. But yeah,
I take it from your reaction there that you had to deal with that.
I did. Yeah. And family were away, and one of my dogs had a burst spleen, and her stomach just completely swelled up, and I brought her to the vet, and then I had to bring her over to the university hospital. And I mean, she was in horrific pain. It's a dreadful decision, particularly if you have to make it very suddenly like that. But one thing that I would just like to say in terms of timing of dogs, we've always had dogs, and I think that 2 dogs is very good because they're company for each other, and in some ways it's easier than having a single dog. But what we've done is, as maybe 2 dogs have started to get older, that's the time then we go and rescue,
introduce
2
another
more
one.
Dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just have this, you know, this cycle, and it means you're not left with that empty house, that empty space, and you also don't feel like you're replacing a dog.
Karina, where do you stand on that? 1 dog or 2?
It really depends on the dog. Some dogs can be quite reactive given their start in life, so they may not want to share their home with another dog. And those houses are far and few between, and the type of homes that we can often be looking for our longer term dogs. And there's other dogs who really, really benefit, like my big dog. We ended up getting a second dog because he just loves the company of other dogs. And just, it's such a joy to watch their shenanigans. They play with toys, they run around the house, they have an absolute ball together. So I think it just really specifically depends on the dog.
Okay, well, look, it was great to talk to you both. Thank you very much for coming in, Sabina and Karina, for you, to you for joining us on the line. And as Karina said, that's great advice to look at maybe fostering a dog. If you feel that you'd like to have a dog full time, maybe just try it out first and see how it's.
We've always
you and your
done
family.
That because you don't know whether you'll get on or not, or whether they'll get on with other dogs. And it gives you time to understand each other and see the relationship.
It's such a good idea. Yeah. It really is. Well, thank you both again. And we're going to be talking about pressure cookers, what to do with them, how to use them, what you can cook in them. That's coming up after this.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Grandland X PHEV. The power of an SUV, the intelligence of a hybrid. Compromise nothing.